The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating Small Business Week. The SBA is through celebrating Small Business Week, at least in an official way, at least from a standpoint of activities. That ended yesterday. As you know, I was there Monday and Tuesday. Well, actually, I was there earlier than that. But Monday and Tuesday, we were with the SBA celebrating Small Business Week and had a great time, a lot of fun. Saw a lot of our old friends at the SBA and people who are associated with the SBA one way or another. And we made a lot of new friends, a lot of new friends for you, people who will help all of us. And we're excited about that. And as you may know, on Monday I emceed the opening kickoff, the kickoff luncheon for Small Business Week. My sixth or seventh year to do that. I've forgotten how many now. And so anyway, we had a great time and celebrating small business, and we're continuing to do that. Another thing that we did while we were in D.C., and we did this on Monday, and I talked about it in the other hour yesterday, but I wanted to talk to you about it today in this hour, because I know many of you listen to 1 hour and maybe don't get to listen to the other hour. So I didn't want anybody to miss out on this, on the big announcement. And the big announcement is we've launched a new website, and I've been warning you, I've been teasing you, I've been telling you that we were creating some new stuff that you were going to get excited about. I think it would be very beneficial to you, very valuable to you, and we did it. And it's now available to you. And it's a brand spanking new website. And here's the URL: askjim.biz. askjim.biz. Askjim.biz is a knowledge base. It's, to my knowledge, it's the only small business knowledge base on the planet. And it certainly is the only one like of its kind. When you go there and you see all the things that it does and all the things that it will do for you, and especially when you realize all the new features that we're still adding. We've got a lot of new stuff that we're still adding to the thing. It's not even, you know, and of course it'll never be fully grown. We're going to continue to be adding new content every week. We'll be adding new capability probably every quarter or so. We got a lot of new stuff that'll be out in the next week or two. We got some more important features that will be there. But let me tell you a little bit of the background for Ask Jim, and then how it works. As you may know, I've been very upset about some of the new statistics that we've been getting out of the SBA. The Chad Moutray's division over there at the chief economist's office of the Office of Advocacy at the SBA reported on this show a few months ago that small businesses are no longer failing 50% in 5 years. They're failing 50% in 4 years. That's a 20% acceleration in business obituaries. And that really upsets me. That really concerns me. It's very disturbing news. And I think I know why. I don't think it's because they couldn't get the business, because the economy's good. I don't think it was because they couldn't get the capital to start their business, because if you got any kind of a financial ability of your own at all, anything, you can start a business, even if you have to start it very small, teeny tiny. And if you can't do that, then you're not ready to be in business anyway. But if you've got any kind of an ability and a business model that can make it, and any other kind shouldn't even be started, but if you got that, you can get the capital you need. The capital, you can ask any banker, they'll tell you, banks want to loan money. They want a reason to loan money. And if you can't get the money, if the bank can't loan you the money, you need to look into an SBA guaranteed loan. And that's another way to get capitalized. And we just got through talking about angel investors. So the capital is out there. The marketplace is flush with cash to go into businesses. So why are businesses failing at that much, that high a rate? And then on the other hand, we've got 800,000, according to the SBA, 800,000 new businesses starting every year. And the Global Entrepreneurial Monitor says 1 in 12 American employees are actively looking into starting a small business. They're planning to start a small business. So if that's the case, we got all these failures on the left, and we got all this hope springing eternal on the other hand. What's the connection between all those two? Well, I think that the reason the businesses are failing, and the way the new businesses are going to survive, is to have better access to better information, answers. Information that they don't have, answers that they need. And that's what AskJim.biz is all about. And that's the reason why I think it's very important for this time that we be doing this project. And we'll talk about it a little bit more when we come back. And then a little bit later in this segment, I'm going to talk about some things that Senator Kerry said to the gathering at the SBA Small Business Week celebration, and what I think about some of his thoughts. 20 till still with us.
The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without the prior written consent of Small Business Network, Inc. is prohibited. All rights reserved.